Charlie is asleep in the other room, but he wakens to the sound of his mother shrieking. He has learned to sleep through quarrels. They are an everyday occurrence in his house. But tonight, there is something terribly wrong in that hysteria. He shrinks back into the pillow and listens.
I can't help it. He's got to go. We've got her to think about. I won't have her come home from school crying every day like this because the children tease her. We can't destroy her chance for a normal life because of him.
What do you want to do? Turn him out into the street?
Put him away.
Send him to the Warren State Home.
Let's talk it over in the morning.
No. All you do is talk, and you don't do anything. I don't want him here another day. Now. Tonight.
Don't be foolish, Rose. It's too late to do anything tonight. You're shouting so loud everyone will hear you.
I don't care. He goes out tonight. I can't stand looking at him anymore.
You're being impossible, Rose. What are you doing?
I warn you. Get him out of here.
Put that knife down.
I'm not going to have her life destroyed.
You're crazy. Put that knife away.
He's better off dead. He'll never be able to live a normal life. He'll be better off...
You're out of your mind.
For God's sake, control yourself. Then take him away from here. Now. Tonight.
All right. I'll take him over to Herman tonight, and maybe tomorrow we'll find out about getting him into the Warren State Home. There is silence. From the darkness, I feel the shudder pass over the house, and then Matt's voice, less panicky than hers. I know what you've gone through with him, and I can't blame you for being afraid, but you've got to control yourself.
I'll take him over to Herman. Will that satisfy you? That's all I ask. Your daughter is entitled to a life, too.
Matt comes into Charlie's room and dresses his son, and though the boy doesn't understand what is happening, he's afraid. As they go out the door, she looks away. Perhaps she's trying to convince herself that he's already gone out of her life, that he no longer exists. On the way out, Charlie sees on the kitchen table the long carving knife she cuts roasts with, and he senses vaguely that she wanted to hurt him. She wanted to take something away from him and give it to Norma. When he looks back at her, she has picked up a rag to wash the kitchen sink.